Gana-dimi-nandasya gyananjana-shalakaya Chakshur-nmiditam jena-tasmai Shri-gudave-namaha Shri-chaitanya-mano-vistam stapitam jena-bhutale Shriyam-rupa-kada-mayam tadhati-shapadantikam Vandeham Shri-guru Shri-jata-padakamanam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sadivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Ladita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्ता कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्पितभ्यश्च Kripa-santau-bhyayena-cha Patitanam-bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo-namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu-nitaryanda Shri Advaita-gadadhar Shri Vaishnavani-go-bhavata-vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let us begin with a cell phone check. Please check that your mobiles are silent. Vande nantadbhutaisharyam sri nitananda isharam yasyechchaya tatsvarupam againapi nirupyate. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nitananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Again-api, again-agena, agya. Having a poor fund of knowledge was Prabhupada's way of putting it often. In ignorance, agyana-timi-nantasya. Anyone who is in this material world is considered to have fallen under the influence of ignorance. Of course, the liberated souls, they're in a different category. But generally speaking, those of us who are stuck in this material world are covered by ignorance, again. And in ignorance, what will we understand? I'm thinking I'm this body, I'm thinking life is meant for sense gratification. I'm thinking that life comes from matter, that the world is ruled by the laws of nature and there's nothing beyond that. This is again. Or another kind of again, the supposedly enlightened persons, vimukta manina, those who are thinking themselves completely liberated, who've neglected the personality of Godhead, or who reject the personality of Godhead. This personality of Godhead is an inferior manifestation of Saguna Brahma. actually is the form of Maya. They come up with the idea that the total manifestation of the pure mode of the mode of goodness is the personality of Godhead, or that the personality of Godhead is a manifestation of the mode of goodness. But the mode of goodness is inert. The three modes of material nature don't work automatically. Mayajyokshena prakativ suyate sacharachara. Etunanena konteya jagati paripartate. As described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the three modes of nature were there, but they were not doing anything. They weren't doing anything. They were inert. And then the Lord glanced over the material nature. Then the material nature was activated. So how could the personality of Godhead be a manifestation of material nature in any of its features when material nature doesn't work without his activating it? It said that he glanced over the material energy, and then the material energy was activated. That means his glance is transcendental. That means his eyes are transcendental. So those who are neglecting the personality of Godhead may think themselves perfectly liberated, Aham Brahmasmi, Sarva Kalavidam Brahma. But Yeva Ravindaksha Vimuktimanas Twayastabhava Avishuddham. Their intelligence, which is supposed to be so pure, is not completely pure. They may have understood I'm not this body, they may have understood material nature is not everything, there must be something beyond material nature. They may have understood Sarva Kalavidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. But they haven't understood the personality of God. Aruya Krishna Parampadam Tata Tantiro Nadantan Yushmarak. Therefore, even if they, after so much trouble, attain the absolute, they fall down again because they're not in their constitutional position of devotional service. So they're also agyana, in ignorance actually, ignorance of the personality of Godhead. Well, those who are covered by the material energy, thinking that material existence is all in all, or those who are thinking that no, the material energy is not substantial, the reality is the impersonal Brahma. Both of them are afflicted by ignorance, and neither of them can understand the personality of Godhead. But yas yachchaya tat swarupa. By the mercy of the Lord, one can understand his actual form. So Nityananda Prabhu is that personality of Godhead. And he reveals himself to the person who takes shelter of him. Lord Nityananda is considered the original spiritual master. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, one can understand everything. Acharyavan purusho veda. On one's own, one will misunderstand. One will arrive at some sort of concoction and not achieve the goal. It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that a person who tries to reach the spiritual goal of life without taking direction from the bona fide spiritual master is like a person taking a journey on a stone boat. So Lord Balaram is not different from Krishna. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and he expands himself as Balaram. They're the same person. Advaita Machuta Manadi Manantudi. Eka Brahma Tutiya Nasti. The personality of Godhead is not two. It's not that there are many gods. There's one God, one supreme personality of Godhead. And he expands in many forms. Of course, those who are the Pavishra bodies, those who are thinking there are many gods, they think, yes, there's only one absolute, and he expands and he appears in so many forms, Vishnu, Maheshwar, Ganesh, Suryadev, Durga. In this way, they're thinking. Yas tu narayanam devam pramarudraya daivata samatvayanayana vikshayata impashanti kalejra. They're also in ignorance, confused. They're thinking also, they're in the impersonalist category, that doesn't matter which of these gods you worship, because finally you're reaching the same impersonal goal. Now I'll worship this person or that person. You worship Ganesh, I'll worship Shiva. This one can worship Durga. It doesn't really matter, because finally we all reach the same absolute. And what is that absolute? Impersonal. Therefore they're confused also. So the proper understanding is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekla Isha Krishna Sattvatyam. There's only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone else is his servant. The Personality of Godhead appears in different Vishnu forms, and the original Vishnu form is Balaram, original expansion from Krishna. Krishna expands in two ways, in his plenary expansion. Plenary means fully empowered, or fully powerful. Just like a plenary session of Congress, you know, in the United States, we have Congress. I don't know what, here it's Parliament. Here it's Parliament, America's Congress. So when there's a plenary session of Congress, it means they can do everything. They don't have to ask someone else or say, well, that was a committee meeting, or that wasn't a full meeting, or now we have to call everyone. Plenary meeting means, plenary session means, everyone's there. Or full power is there. So the plenary expansions of Godhead are expansions who have the full power of the Lord. It may be manifest in this way or that way, but they're essentially the same as the Lord. The Lord expands in two ways. One way is identical expansions. When Krishna performed the Rasalila, then he expanded himself in as many Krishna forms as there were gopis to dance with. So each gopi is thinking, Krishna is with me. Similarly, when Krishna married 16,000 queens, he expanded in 16,000 Krishnas. Each wife is thinking, yes, I've got Krishna as my husband. Not thinking about the other 15,107. Each wife is thinking, yes, Krishna's under my control. Because each of the Krishnas in each palace was identical. So that's one kind of expansion. And another kind of expansion, almost the same. Some difference in appearance. Just like Krishna is blackish, Balaram is white. So they're not identical twins. They're some different feature. Balaram is older, Krishna is younger. Balaram is keeping the plow,
Krishna is keeping the food.
Oh, in different ways. Similarly, the Narayan expansions, they're also Krishna, but they look different. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma and all royal appearance. But they're also Krishna. In the material world, when the Lord appears as an avatar, Matsya Kurma, Varaha, and so on, they're also Krishna. But they're appearing sometimes as a king, sometimes as a fish, sometimes as a tortoise, and so on. But it's the same personality of Godhead. Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amin Atishtam Nana Avatar Makarodhu Vinishukinti Krishna Swayam Samabhava Paranam Kumana Govindamani Purusha Tamani Vijana. The same personality of Godhead, but appearing in different forms. And the origin of all the other forms is Krishna. And from Krishna, the first expansion is Balaram. From Balaram, from Lord Balaram, Sankarshan. And there's a second Sankarshan in the Vaikuntha Loka. From the second Sankarshan, finally the Purusha avatars come, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. And from them, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, finally we get the different avatars who appear. But the source, and Vaikuntha of course, is filled with different forms of people. The source of all of these expansions is Lord Balaram. It's the original Sankarshan and the origin of all incarnations. And the origin of Lord Balaram is Krishna. Or they're identical. Krishna Balaram are the same person appearing in two identities. And Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachishu Kaila say, Balaram Kaila Mitai. When Lord Krishna appears as Shachisuta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Lord Balaram appears as Nityananda Prabhu. This is ascertained by the enlightened persons. Iti shru shumadira kena stadvijachakshana. Srupadamara Goswami has explained these things. Kaviraj Goswami has confirmed all of these things about the Vrindavan Das Thakur. And it's been accepted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And we're getting this understanding coming in the line. So, Ananta Adbhuta Aisharya. Ananta means he's unlimited, no end to his glories. And Adbhuta, wonderful. Not normal. The material world, if something is adbhuta, it's unnatural. Not normal. Not ordinary. Not ordinary. Or in material nature, everything is going on in an ordinary way. Of course, even the material nature, ordinary material nature is extraordinary. How material nature is doing things. Even the trees have inconceivable potency. The trees eat with their feet. And they produce so many things. They just take water and whatever chemicals are there, compounds are there in the earth, and then they produce mangoes, lemons, pomegranates, so many different kinds of fruit, or neem, giving medicinal value. So how is the tree doing it? We can't eat with our feet. We stick our feet in bucket with earth and water. No benefit will come to us. But the tree is eating in that way and producing these wonderful things, a mango, a lemon. These are like extraordinary. And all packaged and wrapped, and the seeds for producing the next. Imagine if they produced like an iPad or something, and at the end you just like took a little chip out of the iPod and put it in the ground, and another iPod would come. And the whole thing was biodegradable. And you not only got sound out of it, but also taste and smell. So the tree, which is a living entity like us and stuck in one place, can do all of these things, which teams of engineers were not able to achieve. How much money would they pay you if you could come up with such a device? But the trees are doing it every day. And how they're doing it, still we don't understand. We say this. But finally, it's inconceivable. So even the tree has inconceivable potencies. Every living entity. The bees make honey, the trees give fruits. Everything in living entity has some extraordinary capability. Extraordinary for others, even like a centipede. A centipede is such a low creature. But how does it have 100 legs and walk, manage to walk? Or the snail has no legs at all, and still it moves. Then, with all of these even extraordinary things within material nature, how extraordinary is the personality of Godhead, who's adbhuta, who's beyond natural, supernatural? So, ananta, adbhuta, and aisharya, yes, he has great opulence. Ananta, adbhuta. So his opulence is unlimited and wonderful, extraordinary, supernatural. Who can understand the personality of God? Tapite deva padam pujam dvaya prasadaleshana guhiteve janati tatvam bhagavan. One may go on speculating chiran vichinva on and on and on for years together and not be able to understand the personality of God. Pantastu koti satavat sarasam pragamya vayoratati manaso nipunga so pyasti yat prapadasim nevachincha tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham. Even the greatest munis and sages can't understand the personality of Godhead. Then what to speak of the fools of Kali Yuga? What can they understand? They're so confused. They don't know that they're not this body. Sometimes they're even confused about which body they're not. Yeah. man is thinking he's meant to be a woman, a woman is thinking he's meant to be a man. This is Kali Yuga. So when even the great sages can't understand Krishna, Uyanti Yat Surya, when even the demigods can't understand, how will the degraded fools of Kali Yuga understand the personality of God? But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna becomes extraordinarily magnanimous. Mahabharanyamata. Dinahina yatachilo harinami. Through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, they uplift the dinahina yatachilo. However many fallen souls there may be, can all be delivered by the mercy of Gaura Nitai. Tar sakshi jagai matai. The example, classic example, is Jagai Madai, who were such degraded men, but were delivered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And because Lord Nityananda Prabhu was merciful to them, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was merciful to them. Therefore, one is advised to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, not just one. That Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother made that mistake. He was thinking that Lord Chaitanya is the personality of Godhead, but he was neglecting Nityananda Prabhu. So Kaviraj Goswami said, this is like the argument of half a chicken. You accept the half that lays the eggs, and the half that eats you don't accept. So you're not understanding. There was some meeting at Kaviraj Goswami's house. Kirtan was going on, some discussion was going on. But one follower of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Meenaketana Ramdas, who was a perfect devotee, was neglected by the priest, Pujari. And Kaviraj Goswami's brother took the side of the Pujari. So Kaviraj Goswami thought, let me get out of here. This is a disaster. And that night, while he was sleeping, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream, very gorgeous in appearance, and directed him that you go to Vrindavan. And there you'll attain everything. You'll get everything, every success. Just go to Vrindavan. That was the Lord's direction. So Kaviraj Goswami immediately took it. Yes. Let me go. And once headed off for Vrindavan. And there he got the association of the Goswamis, and his all success was there. By the mercy of Nityananda. So that Kaviraj Goswami explains that this Nityananda Prabhu is the original Balaram, the original source of, he appears in different forms. Sankarshan, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. Sheshanag is also the appearance of further expansion, further appearance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Not that these are ordinary Bengali saints. For the scholars, these are Bengali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a great saint from Bengal. Nityananda Prabhu was some sort of strange person who joined with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, joined with Sri Chaitanya. Because they're scholars, unaided by the spiritual potency of the Lord, or not favored by the Lord through the channel of devotional service, they can't understand. They speculate. And therefore they arrive at their own mundane conclusions. There's one pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling with some devotees, and at one point he went into ecstasy and became unconscious in trance. And then some Muslim soldiers came by, Pathans. There was Muslim rule at the time. They came. And they sized up the situation, and they concluded that these ruffians have poisoned this sannyasi, just like we're sometimes warned that when you're traveling on a train, when you're traveling on a bus, don't accept food from anyone. Because there's a method of theft where they'll give you some drug, knock you out, and then steal your belongings. Different African countries this goes on, and India this goes on, and so many places this goes on. So one is warned, don't eat the food, don't take their food, don't accept anything to drink from them, nothing from strangers, because you don't know. They may be poisoning you to steal your valuables. So the Pathan soldiers came, and they figured that this is what's happened, that these ruffians have poisoned this sannyasi and stolen whatever property he has. So we have to enforce some law and order here. We have to take these men into custody. So then the devotees began chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke from his trance. Then the soldiers said, it seems that these men have poisoned you. Don't worry, we'll see to everything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. These are my men. These are my companions. And they haven't poisoned me, but I'm an epileptic. Sometimes I have an epileptic fit and fall unconscious. So that's what's happened. And don't worry, everything's okay. So on the basis of that pastime, one very big scholar, he's translated Chaitanya Charitamrita into English, he concludes that Sri Chaitanya was an epileptic. But he didn't get the joke.
Yes.
He concludes that Chaitanya was an epileptic, and that explains everything. So this is the thinking of the mundane intellectuals. What will they understand with their tiny intellect? But yasyechaya, when the Lord so desires, then one can understand everything. So of course, the Lord desires that everyone become Krishna conscious, but and he's equal to everyone, samoham sarvabhuteshu. But one who takes to devotional service gets the mercy of the Lord. One who takes to devotional service. And Nityananda Prabhu is not waiting for everyone to come forward, let me take to devotional service. But he's actively canvassing. Jagai and Madhai didn't come to Nityananda Prabhu's place to ask, sir, please make us devotees, please uplift us, please give us Krishna consciousness. They weren't interested. They were interested in liquor and women and sinful activities. But Nityananda Prabhu thought that if we can deliver these brothers, that will be very nice. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be glorified. So he took the initiative. He took the initiative to rescue them. Well, that's the mission of the spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master is considered representative of Nityananda Prabhu. Because he's actively canvassing. Come on, surrender to Krishna. Come on, surrender to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's calling. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Kota Nidra Javaya, Kisachita Kota. How long will you go on in this bewilderment of Maya? Just become Krishna conscious. So, on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual master, is also canvassing in that way. Or all the followers of Lord Nityananda Prabhu are canvassing in that way. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up. Don't stay. Tamasi Ma. Don't stay in this darkness. Jyotir Prabhu. Come to the light of Krishna consciousness. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. He's extending himself along with Sri Chaitanya. Dinihina yata jiva harinami. Therefore, we should take shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be successful in our program of Krishna consciousness. Take shelter and induce others to take shelter. Not just that we take shelter and then our life is successful, but bring others also. Why should they go on in the darkness of ignorance? They also should become Krishna conscious. Well, by Harinam, by distributing the holy name of the Lord, by distributing books about the glory of the Lord. In so many ways, we want to serve Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by bringing people to their lotus feet. Okay, are there any questions? What was their good fortune, these 16,000 queens? I don't recall what the background was, but their good fortune was that they wrote to Krishna. Or not wrote to Krishna, they requested, actually their good fortune was, yes, that they appealed to Krishna. Please marry us. That Krishna had come to kill the Bhaumasura. And so many princesses had been kidnapped. So they appealed, please marry us. Now you've released us from captivity, but no one will marry us. So you please marry us. That was their good fortune. That 16,100 And 8 others were also there. So they also, one can say, we don't know what good fortune, some ho bhagya, what pious activities, what must have Nanda and Yashoda have done to become the father and mother of Krishna? What must these queens have done? No one can calculate what good fortune must have been there.
Were they not meditating on Krishna to rescue them?
Hmm?
Were they not meditating on Krishna?
Must have been. I think they were. That's what I recall. They certainly didn't become wives of Krishna just by being vegetarians. You just become vegetarian. It's not that they became vegetarian and became the wives of Krishna. Or that they gave a lot of charity, fed a lot of hungry people, or opened some hospitals, or any other pious work, read a lot of books. What is that? Naham Natapasa Nadanina Nachaya. Naham Veda Natapasa. It's the 11th chapter. Aham Vedanta Prasad Nadanina Nachaya. Yeah, Naham Vedarna Tapasa Nadanina Nachaya. Shakyevam Vitodrashtam Drishtavanasi Mamita. Not that you can see me because you did a lot of study of the Vedic literature, or you did a lot of austerity, or you gave a lot of charity, or did a lot of worship. Bhaktya Pranyaya Shakya. Only because of devotional service. Then okay. Something else? Yes.
How do we approach Nityananda?
Loud.
How do we approach Nityananda?
How do you approach Nityananda Prabhu? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Rama is also Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Rama. It's Rama, Balaram. And Balaram Bhaila Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu is not different from Balaram. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. So under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master and in the association of devotees, Satam Kirti and Toma, she always chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. Better to be an atheist than what?
If you worship Lord Chaitanya without Lord Chaitanya.
Ah, better to be an atheist. Yes. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraja Goswami is upbraiding his brother. It's better that you be an atheist than be a hypocrite by worshipping Mahaprabhu and rejecting Nityananda. This is half chicken philosophy. Something else? Okay, should we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Prabhupada.